Blog Talk Radio.
Rap Sick Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown, brown sugar.
BrownSugarRadio. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
What's poppin', Blog Talk Radio? It's your favorite host, Brown Sugar. Tonight, as we discuss, oh my goodness, the shocking decision of LeBron James. Let's give it up tonight, because we're going to certainly break it on down for you the only way we know how to. The realest, raw, and uncut show on Blog Talk, baby, Brown Sugar Radio. So big ups tonight, because we're certainly going to let it loose. Y'all know how I get down. And I just want to say that what's cracking to all my loyal listeners in the chat room tonight. Big Kapoor is in the building. Ed List, my loyal listener from day one. What's happening? Thank you so much for keeping it locked and loaded on the number one show on Blog Talk Radio, Brown Sugar Radio. And so I just have to say that I am just truly, truly just moved by LeBron James' decision. And so tonight I just wanted to break it on down and discuss it, and we're going to talk about it because, I mean, the whole world was locked. They said it was an estimated 7 out of every 10 homes was locked last night on LeBron James trying to figure out what was his decision going to be. Now, peep this, all right? It had leaked on the internet, though, prior to LeBron James actually disclosing his decision, probably about a few hours prior, that Miami was setting up cabanas, all right, and different types of tables and whatnot. I mean, they were ready to break loose and celebrate, all right? And so they were watching, and another big key that LeBron had signed with the Miami Heat is the fact that Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh did not sign their contracts, okay, which is not typical when you've been offered a deal in the NBA, all right? So everybody was peeping and trying to figure out what the mess is going on. Now, my thing is this, okay? LeBron James, in my opinion, is one of the greatest basketball players ever, all right, on the planet. I would say the only one that can beat him at this particular moment is Michael Jordan, all right? I mean, he is just, you know, truly one of the best. What's happening? I see y'all there in the chat room. Welcome, guest 4411. Thank you for joining us. And Big Kapoor said he did what he had to do. Shut up, haters. Oh, we're going to get into the haters. We're going to get into the haters tonight for sure, because, I mean, many of you seen his fans, his heartbroken fans were burning his jersey. A riot took place. You know, some vehicles were vandalized. You know, there was a young lady they filmed in the bar that broke down crying. Okay, this is serious. This is mad crazy. I mean, Ohio is going bananas. You feel what I'm saying? And in all due respect, I can't say that I'm mad at them. You know, I see both sides. I can see both sides why they would be upset, all right, honestly, in all due respect. When Stoudemire left me, okay, that was my dude. I love Stoudemire. Many of you know I am a Phoenix Suns. I am a solid rock Phoenix Suns fan. Go ahead. Y'all can talk about me if you want to. But that's where I'm from. You know what I mean? I'll just keep it 100 with you. And I love my sons. And when Sotomayor left to go to the Knicks, I was like, are you serious? The Knicks? But I ain't mad. $100 million? Baby, you got to do what you got to do. Go on and make it happen, all right? Dr. Expert, to Expert, thank you for joining us tonight on the live the show on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, as we discuss the controversial big bold decision of LeBron James leaving Cleveland, Ohio, where he was homegrown, where he was watched since he was 14 years old, was on the AAU team, and was filmed many, golly, this is crazy. People were paying up to $150 for his high school tickets, all right? He was driving a Hummer at the time he was in high school, all right? Now, this is my controversy. This is the issue that I am faced with tonight, all right? And we're going to break it on down all the way from A to Z, okay? This is such a sad situation. But at the same time, it's a celebration. You know, I have mixed emotions, all right? I am a LeBron James fan. I'm not a Cleveland fan. No disrespect to my Cleveland folks. So, hey, for those of you who love Cleveland, y'all holding it down, I'm not mad at that. I would have to say, you know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, they say Dwayne Wade is up there too. I haven't really watched, I'm going to be totally honest with you, I have not watched him play enough to say that. But they're saying that Dwayne Wade is in the top category as the top three players as of today, all right? But I'm not actually for sure if this is the deal. Carmelo Anthony, absolutely, is another one that was mentioned. Let's see here. Dr. Expert, Expert to Expert is saying, I am hearing rumors, Carmelo Anthony to Knicks. Oh, wow. I didn't hear that one. For Danilo Gallinaro and first-round pick, are you serious? I haven't heard nothing about that one, baby. But if it is what it is, my goodness, you know that the Denver Nuggets going to act a fool on that, okay? Now, last night, we're going to go ahead and back up to the very beginning. LeBron James has actually stirred up so much controversy. Many of you have been following this. I know that I was absolutely, like, excited. I couldn't wait to find out what was going on, you know. I had heard rumors, like I said, about him going to Miami. There were certain different leaks. People were just like, wow, how on earth could, you know, he be going to Cleveland? If he was going to Cleveland, would he truly have made such a big hoopla about it? Would he have had to go on national television on one of the, you know, highest rated, you know, TVs, nationally rated? He could have did a local station. So that to me was another hint that LeBron James was leaving Cleveland, as sadly as it speaks, all right? Now I want to ask my listeners, what do you guys think about his fans burning his jersey? You know, what's up with that? They're throwing stones at Lord, I can't even think of the name right now. They were throwing stones at his what is it called, his billboard. There you go. I'm just, like, baffled by this entire you know, how things have escalated is what I want to say. I'm not shocked that he's leaving Ohio, especially after the way that Dan Gilbert acted when he found out. Now, I can understand his pain, and we're going to get into that, all right? But I want to say some reasons why I truly feel why LeBron left, okay? And this is just Brown Sugar's opinion. These aren't no facts, but this is why I believe in my heart he left, all right? Number one, he felt like, in my opinion, okay, he probably could not get a championship with the team that he had, all right? He had given everything he could. He had poured out into his team. He led them to the finals in 2007. He led them to the playoffs multiple times thereafter, but they did not deliver. When it was time to you know, what is it called, win or go home, all right, they folded. They were not able to either handle the pressure or they didn't perform the way that they needed to do in order to take it to the next level, all right? So that's my whole thing. I truly feel like he was tired of carrying the load of the team, and he probably felt like, look, you know, I need help. And one comment that was made, and I believe this with all my heart, championships are not made and won by one superstar, okay? It's a team effort. Everyone has to come together and make it happen, all right? And in order to do that, you have to be able to have a certain skill set, skill level in order, you know what I'm saying, to take it to that next level and win a championship. LeBron, you know, he's criticized widely, saying why didn't he stay where he was at? Wouldn't it have meant more to win a championship in Ohio, okay? Well, my whole thing is this. I honestly feel that, you know, LeBron, if he really believed in his heart that the Cleveland Cavaliers could set him up for a championship, absolutely, you know. He wanted Shaq. Things didn't work out, okay? He handpicked and took the time to actually sit down with various types of players. That's one thing about LeBron, all right? He had the opportunity that many players dream of. He had an opportunity to handpick and select who he wanted to work with. Not every player in the NBA has that type of pool, all right? So that was the first reason I felt, you know what, if this brother is going to take less money to go to a team, all right, it's not about the money. Many say it's an ego, you know, it's the money, it's this, it's that. No, honey, because the Cleveland Cavaliers offered him the most money is from what I have received, all right? The reports that I've read, they offered him the most money, okay? It was alleged it was $100 million for 5 years, something like that. But, you know, he didn't want the money. He's willing to take less money to go to a team where he believes that he could truly, all right, win with people that have his back, with people that are of his caliber. You see what I'm saying? So it's right. That's right, Big Capone. Big Capone in the chat room says, come on, people. It's basketball to us. To him, it's his life. And you're absolutely right about this. Now, I want to ask my listeners in the chat room, how many of you have heard rumors? It was alleged that Delonte West was sleeping with LeBron James' mother, okay? Lord forbid, I hope this is not true, all right? By all means, I was told that rumor has it he was. But if that's the case, certainly I believe that would factor how you play. And it was reported that, LeBron, everyone knew but LeBron James, and that he allegedly found out the night before Game 5 with the Celtics, okay? So naturally, this would shake up anyone's performance. One thing that Dan Gilbert had accused LeBron James of is giving up in Game 5 towards the Celtics. Well, how can you play at the best level that you can when it's been rumored that one of your teammates is possibly sleeping with your mother? Now, God forbid, I hope that is not true. This is just rumor has it, okay? Allegedly, this was the deal, all right? we don't know if that's true, neither here nor there. But peep this. This is another scenario that's actually taking place between LeBron James, okay? Why? He may say it's time for change, it's time to move. His own father is suing him for $4 million. Allegedly, the reports broke loose this morning. His daddy. Now, from what I have read and what I've gathered from the reports, okay, his mother was a single parent struggling in Akron, Ohio, and that the father was nowhere to be found. Now, all of a sudden, this man is saying he had a one-night stand with Gloria James, and he needs $4 million for defamation of character and for slander. Oh, give me a hot mess break, okay? First of all, what have you done to earn $4 million? Show me the money. What have you done other than give him life, all right, through what you said was a one-night stand? It was probably just a good time for him. He wasn't thinking of being a father or being responsible, or else he would have been there, all right? So that makes me just absolutely furious whenever a child becomes wealthy, and then all of a sudden, the mother or the father wants to reappear like a magic genie, okay, and then they want to get involved. What's really happening? What is really going on? I think that's a hot-ass mess if you ask your girl Brown Sugar. Same thing happened to Shaquille O'Neal. His father wanted to reappear in his life all of a sudden because he seen his son was a superstar, okay? Now he want to be daddy. Now he want to be there. No, brother. You had your opportunity to do that, and Shaq told him, and I'm so proud he said it, his stepfather, that's the man that he calls daddy. That's the man that was in his life. Now, the only way that I feel, okay, a father should come back into a man, or a mother, I'm not going to knock this all on men, it's some mothers that aren't there too. A parent should come back into a child's life is if that other parent blocked them or forbid them from being in that child's life. At that moment, you have no choice, okay? You have no choice if that parent blocks you off, disconnects you, all right, altogether. Then at that moment, you can come back and say, baby, I tried to be there for you. I tried to do what I had to do. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is. All right? So, hey, Planky, you're asking me why would I harp on this? This is ghetto gossip. Planky, you don't have to listen to the show if you don't want to hear what I'm saying. I'm just bringing the reasons why I feel LeBron James did not perform in Game 5. If you listen to the beginning of the show, you would understand where I'm coming from. Okay? So call it what it is. All right? But I'm just going down the reasons I feel LeBron James did not perform. His general manager from the Cleveland Cavs said he gave up on the team. Well, these are some reasons why he may have given up on the team, all right? Number three, Mike Brown was fired, okay? And this is the thing I don't get about Mike Brown. He was a former coach of the year, all right? The Cleveland Cavs had a winning season prior to going into the playoffs, had a strong season. To me, it didn't make no sense that they fired him and he got coach of the year, and they had such a strong, you know what I'm saying, regular season. It really didn't make much sense to me. You feel me? Why did they fire him? Why did they get rid of him? It was also reported that they fired the general manager. So it just seems as if, you know, he was trying to do whatever he could in order to save LeBron. Dan Gilbert was just at a sense of desperate, maybe this. I don't know what was his reasoning behind it. But certainly, by all means, I just honestly feel that these are some of the reasons why LeBron didn't perform his best. He's seen it coming, all right? In my opinion, they were trying to clean house to do whatever they had to do in order to satisfy LeBron, all right? But like I said earlier, he is playing for less money. And my thing is this, LeBron, it doesn't matter to him whether they offered him $30 million, whether they offered him $60 million, okay? Ultimately, what he wants is a championship ring, all right? These are the things that he desires, all right? And honestly enough, LeBron can make it all up in endorsements, okay? Let's just go on and keep that 100. He can make it up in endorsements, and so that's really neither here nor there for him. He feels incomplete, all right? He feels without a championship ring, he is just a good player, not one of the all-time greats, if that makes any sense to those of you who are in the chat room. Now, my only, I guess, heartbreak for the Cavs is the fact that it was estimated last night that the Cleveland Cavaliers have taken a $250 million plunge since LeBron James left. All right? That is what was reported, that according to the Associated Press, he was possibly bringing in that much money with ticket sales, you know, the revenue of the continual basketball games coming through, you know, also, too, with LeBron James, just his brand himself, his name, he was constantly selling out games and selling his, you know, his net worth, period, is just worth millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, the thing about the Cavs is the fact that they feel like LeBron was homegrown, you know. They take it personal because they feel like he was one of them, all right. He was actually from Ohio. And like I said earlier, this young man was selling out basketball games at the age when he was in high school, all right. That's crazy, absolutely crazy, you know. So, absolutely. All right, Planky, what are you saying in the chat room? LeBron, basically a company making a decision that is best for all the stakeholders. Absolutely. Basketball is a business. You know, when you're at that level, it's about a business. It's about what you can do in order to get to the next level. All right? All the greats, when you think of them, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, I hate to say it, Kobe Bryant. Y'all know I'm not a Lakers fan, but, you know, all of the great basketball players that have really, truly, you know, proven themselves. All of them have rings. That is something that LeBron James is missing, you know. MVP is great, but it's not excellent. It's not taking him to the next level, all right? But this is the deal. And I found it ironic when the Miami had actually Miami Heat had gotten wind, and they were actually on the verge of the breaking news that their season tickets, all right, preseason tickets were actually sold out. The Miami Heat website had crashed 2 times because it's serious here. Now we have Wade, Bosch, and we also have LeBron adding it, which is just a triple threat. And, you know, we got to see, all right, are these guys a matchup for the Lakers, you know? Are these guys the matchup that are going to be able to take them head on, you know? But I say they got to get through the Celtics first, okay, before they even get through the Lakers, because the Celtics, they are forced to be reckoned with, you know? And that's something that I just find very, very ironic. It was reported that a conversation between Kevin Garnett and LeBron James had actually taken place after the loss of Game 5. And Kevin Garnett had allegedly told LeBron, listen, you know, it's not about loyalty. You know, I understand where you're from. I understand that, you know, your heart is with Cleveland. But he told him, man, look, you know, I've been with the Timberwolves for over 12. I was with the Timberwolves for 12 years. I didn't win a championship. He said, in order to go to the next level, he said, I have to take it, you know, to another team. And it was real sad, you know, that he felt that way. Gerald Runnels, welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio. I appreciate you checking it in. Your comment in the chat room is LeBron does not have to apologize to anyone. He lived out his contract. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. My question for the listeners in the chat room is this, though. Do you feel it was worth LeBron taking the risk to possibly earn a championship, but in the same token, but at the same token, being called a betrayal from his community and from Ohio? Please let me know what your responses are. Now, me, like I said, I'm not from Cleveland, although I do have a couple of girlfriends that are from Cleveland. They broke down last night in tears. They were furious. They were angry. They felt betrayed because they felt like LeBron was their one hope that Ohio could prove themselves as a team worthy of a championship. They've had many heartbreaks in the past with football and several other types of sports, and basketball was their one and only hope. They came close to actually truly possibly winning a championship. What's your take on that? What is your take on the fans burning up his jersey? What is your take on the fans that, you know, were vandalizing vehicles last night? And breaking down in tears. Do you feel it was a source of betrayal? Would LeBron be as big as he was if the local stations weren't following him, you know, on the television when he was in high school? You know, would he be as big as he was if the supporters in Ohio were not paying $125 for his tickets? Now, I'm just looking at both sides of the fence here because I truly believe that when God anoints you with a gift, okay, that no matter what happens, who's in your way, or what may actually be a trial, a tribulation in your life, that you will be able to use that gift, all right, anywhere, any place. Now, me personally, I don't care if LeBron James was in a spacesuit on Mars balling and playing, okay? I would still support him because in my eyes, he is talented and he is one of the greatest basketball players that has ever lived. All right. Now, I got to give it up for my Michael Jordan and my Magic Johnsons, okay? You know, those men are just classics in the game, all right? But this is a new era, and we're seeing some new things happen. And LeBron, in my opinion, just honestly felt like he could not win a championship in the state of Ohio. So here we are. Okay, Reynolds, you got another comment. You don't feel sorry for the Cavs fans. Burning a man's jersey is just wrong. All right? All of the rest of my listeners, let me know. What do you think? Now, I have a multiple choice question for my listeners that are in the chat room. And certainly for those of you who have any questions or comments, you can call in. The show number is 646-716-8697 for those of you who'd like to call in and be vocal about your opinion. Okay? All righty, here we got another comment. Let me go ahead and shout that out for all my Facebook followers that are tuning in via Facebook. We don't see you in the chat room, but we do welcome you and thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio Live. Okay, it's Bianchi, my bad. Bianca, you said, yeah, there has been hundreds of franchiser players like LeBron, Willie Mays, Walton Payton, Roger Clemens, Roberto Clemente. He should make the money. You know, I don't think if it was a, honestly, Bianca, I don't think it was about the money because he took a pay cut. I think it's just about the level of appreciation. You know, winning a championship, I think, would validate him. But excellent point there. Okay, Big Capone, when it all came down to it, all that matters is family. We can't be liked by everyone. There's life after basketball. Excellent point. Excellent point. All right. We do have some more guests entering the chat room. I want to say welcome to Brown Sugar Radio tonight as we chop it up and discuss LeBron James and his big decision, big, bold decision to leave the Cleveland Cavs. Now, I have a question for all of you, and certainly you can answer this for me. I thought this was an interesting quiz, all right? Oh, he will never win, and he will never win. Oh, wow, that's very interesting. Dr. Expert to Expert, why do you feel that the Heat will never win? Please let me know. Interesting comment. All right. If you knew that you were taking your last breath and you had to select a basketball player in order to live, all right, who would you trust to take the final shot for your life? Would it be Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Steve Nash, Paul Pierce, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, or Derrick Rose? Those are your choice of players. Please hit me in the chat room and let me know who would you trust to take that final shot for your life if you knew you could live if they made it. Interesting, huh? So as you can imagine, I would like to read this blog from a Cavs fan I thought was just absolutely interesting. It was mind-blowing to read because they made a lot of good points in this particular message they were sending. Okay? All right, now, in this message, it says, there's a handy little life trick you can learn growing up in Cleveland. It's called pessimism, and it can get you through all the dark days. I've learned in Cleveland, the way you handle a foot of snow is to expect 2 feet. The way to deal with large potholes is to imagine them to be bigger than moderately pierced New York City apartments. Excuse me, moderately priced New York City apartments. The way to beat an endless string of gray skies is to embrace the gray, cherish, bask in it. And the way to overcome crushing sports defeat is to always, always see them coming. All right? And so, the person who let me down Thursday night was not LeBron James. No, it was myself. I knew what I was liking going to happen. It was impossible not to know. The Miami rumors had grown so loud that season tickets in South Florida were flying off the shelf. And yet, to the end, to the very last word of the only question that mattered in Jim Gray's intermineral interview was the man who would be king. I just didn't think LeBron James had it in him to create his own ESPN show dedicated to dumping his hometown. I always thought he might leave for another team, but I didn't think he would do it so wittingly, so coolly. I didn't think he would do it so publicly, spurn and embarrasses the city that dedicated so much of its energy to loving him. I didn't think he had it in him, even with all the Miami reports, even with the signs of people telling me that he was gone. Once he got the decisive moment on television, I still expected him to say, I decided to stay in Cleveland. And with my thought, I remember the scene when Robert Redford was laminating his dark past, okay? He was beating himself up close to Glenn Close, stating, Redford, but I didn't see it coming. Close says, how did you not know she could hurt you? How could anyone? Redford says, I didn't see it coming. Close says, you should have. Redford says, yes, but I didn't. Why didn't I? That's what I thought of after the first wave of LeBron disgust passed, and I was onto the wave. LeBron James joins Art Modell, John Elway, Michael Jordan, Mike Davis, and Willie Mays as just a few who have broken Cleveland's still beating sports heart. But that's not the point. I didn't see it coming. I should have, but I didn't. The Cleveland inside me let me down. It was worth remembering the last game. This is where I find it interesting for all my listeners here, okay? This is a blogger, all right? And I will, should I release his name? I might. I don't know. But anyway, this is a blogger that's obviously a Cleveland fan. We're going to keep it rolling, all right? It says, it's worth remembering the last game that really the day of aura of King LeBron died in Cleveland. He is the most brilliant basketball player on earth. I believe that sincerely. He plays a game with energy and spirit like unlike anyone else. He can do anything. He can transform himself into a Magic Johnson or Larry Bird, a Dr. J or a Karl Malone. And at certain times, at his most inspirational, he can even become a Michael Jordan for a few heavy minutes. It's like he's a master impressionist, the Dana Carvey of basketball. And he can change his 6'8" frame into any form he needs at that moment. This sort of brilliance made LeBron James the league's MVP the last two seasons. And during the last season, he was the best player in the league by a wide margin. He was often spectacular in the playoffs. In 2007, James' brilliance carried a woefully overmatched Cleveland Cavaliers to the game NBA Finals. But they were destroyed in a straight four by San Antonio, and the Cavs would not reach the finals ever again, even though they would have twice the NBA's best record. Now, that's what I find crazy. All right. How can you have the best record and still lose? That's ridiculous, isn't it? The common laminate was that the Cavaliers around James were not good enough, were not talented enough, and it's true. They were not. But part of this is that James could not make them good enough. Maybe that's an unfair expectation. Maybe it's the unfair expectation that has placed on every great player in the history of basketball. There were limits to his brilliance. And, as we would later see, no one was more aware of these limits than LeBron James himself. So, to his last game, you will remember that James had played startlingly bad basketball in Game 5 off the playoff series against the Boston Celtics. As you might expect, the Cleveland suffered its worst home playoff loss ever. James wasn't just bad in Game 5. He was lethargic, bored, discouraged, but mostly discouraged. I remember talking to a friend after that game and saying that it looked like LeBron had grown tired of all the expectations and unreasonable pressures. He looked like someone who wanted a day off, like a guy at work who feels like he carries way too much of the load and finally decides to call in sick, just so everyone will know how important he is. The next game, also LeBron's last game, was only different by a degree. LeBron was indisputably more energetic and alive, but it would have been impossible for him to be less so. Anyway, he still did not quite some of the same things into the game. He had a couple of spectacular bursts, like the back-to-back three-pointers that he brought Cleveland. But he also kept turning over the ball, kept trying to set up less talented teammates, kept refusing to put his mark on the game. He was great. It was a bland greatness. With over a minute to go, the Cavaliers were down 9 points, and then Coach Mike Brown wildly gestured for his team to foul. It was only 9 points with a minute left. You might win, and even if not, you will go down fighting. Mike Brown waved at his anymore. His team did not foul. They just stood there and watched the clock, and the season melted into oblivion. It now seems that was a direct message from LeBron James to Mike Brown, the Cavaliers' ownership, to his teammates, to the city of Cleveland, that he had had enough. LeBron James quit. His teammates quit along with him, and when the game ended, LeBron whispered a few words into the Celtics players' hands, gave a few high fives to his fans. The seconds after that, he was in the tunnel, tore off his Cavaliers jersey. How the hell did I not see this coming? Interesting. Wow. So that was from a Cleveland fan, and he wrote it on a blog site. And, you know, interesting. Mighty interesting. I mean, golly. I just felt like, wow, he had a lot to say. I could certainly understand his disappointment. I could understand him feeling those different types of emotions. But ultimately, basketball is a business, like we once said earlier in the chat room. You know, basketball is certainly a business. Okay, your response. All right, let me read what you had to say, Dr. Expert to Expert. Oh, wait, let me go back here. The Cavs owner is racist. Makes you wonder, huh, when he said that they're going to win a championship before the Heat does, and also, too, when he said that LeBron was a coward. Now, I honestly feel the reason that LeBron James did not tell the Cavs owner, he didn't want anyone trying to convince him or talk him out of his decision. You know, I can't be mad at him for that. Dr. Expo, though, let me scroll back up. I was reading what one of the bloggers said about LeBron James leaving. Okay, you said Miami is whack. Pianki says, uh-oh, hold on, you guys. I know you, hold on a hot second. Try not to type for a minute. I love to read and share these comments for the archive listeners that come back and listen to the show that don't catch it live. Hello, Anika's Blue. Is that how you say your name, Anika's Blue? Dr. Expert to Expert, I can't find your comment. I must have missed it. But I'd like to know, why do you feel that Miami Heat, you said that they're whack. Is that the only reason why you feel that they're not going to win a championship? This is the thing that I have to say. Chris Bosh, I haven't heard much about him. I've heard about Dwayne Wade. But where did he become this superpower player? Was it his numbers or what? Now, I did read one article where they were comparing Chris Bosh to Paul Gasol, stating how the previous team that he played on, Paul Gasol played on, he still did the same thing, he still had the fantastic moves, but he didn't have the right team. So now he's doing the same moves, same thing, but he's with a better playing team. Do y'all feel that way about Chris Bosh? Also, too, let me scroll back up. Who was the player that you guys would want to take the last shot for you guys? Miami ain't worth nothing because they only got three guys. Okay, all right, Dr. Expert to Expert, I appreciate your opinion there. Okay. Gerald Runnell says Chris Bosh is awesome. Okay, all right, thank you for filling me up. Like I said, I don't know. I only watch the Phoenix Suns, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I used to watch Chris Paul until he got injured. I love the Hornets. I only have a few teams I really follow, but I love basketball, absolutely love basketball. There's a few teams, though, that I actually check out. Really haven't got to see Dwayne Wade do his thing. Is Dwayne Wade, all the hype that everyone's talking about, fill me in and let me know. What do you guys think? Women Evolving, thank you for joining us tonight. Anika's Blue, I appreciate you coming through on Brown Sugar Radio. I don't know. You said, if James gets in my path, I will set him afire. Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. One of the top two or three at his positions. Really, Chris Bosh is what Gerald Reynolds is speaking of. Okay, we have the Negro Weedy Waxy. Thank you for coming through on Brown Sugar Radio. I apologize if I throw your name up, but I don't know. Okay, Big Capo says that LeBron James wasn't a coward when he was trying to pay him that $100 million. Absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't paying no coward no $100 million. That's for daggone sure. How do you guys feel the manager, Dan Gilbert, handled LeBron James leaving? Do you guys feel that was professional? Do you feel that he just, you know, lost his rabbit mind going over this? I was actually shocked. I couldn't believe it, to be totally honest with you. I felt like I understand his anger. I understand his pain. He invested a lot of money, especially with allegedly now Cleveland losing $250 million with the loss of LeBron James. I could certainly see why he would be upset, but I didn't feel that was a need for him to go about it the way that he did. Certainly let me know what you guys think of that. Okay? My take on this whole situation, okay? I think that LeBron is at a point in his life where he's mature. And he sees the outcome. He understands that when he gave 7 years and he promised Cleveland a championship, when he couldn't deliver that, he understood that he couldn't do it by himself, all right? Now, this is the thing. Champions are made. You know, champions have to work together in teamwork. You can't have a one-man championship team, all right? Many of you seen the frustration that Kobe Bryant went through when he failed in 07, I believe it was 08. And then they got him some help. They got him some big ballers, shot callers, you know, Daryl Fisher, Paul Gasol, Ron Artest, although they did make it last year without Ron Artest. But Ron Artest is a defense specialist. Now, mind you, each man has a certain caliber of skill brought to the table. See, the thing is, LeBron is looking at this. He's checking it out. He sees the heavy hitters that are there backing the Lakers. And he finally realizes that, hey, you can be a great player, but if you don't have a great team, you cannot win a championship. Now, one point I want to bring up, many are saying that how are all three of these superstars going to share the spotlight? Me, personally, as I've watched LeBron over the years, I've never taken him as a cocky, arrogant, stubborn, egotistic type of player. He's always seemed to be very family-oriented, you know, very team-oriented. He looked at his team as a family. He's always appeared to be someone that has always gotten his team involved in the game, you know, never trying to take it or steal the show. He stepped it up when he had to, but he did not, in my opinion, could become a ball hog, all right? Now, I truly feel that what ends up happening is that when you have players that are of your caliber and you bring all the skills together and you have one common goal, which is a championship, you will humble yourself. It's not about a spotlight. It's about the team doing what they have to do in order to take it to the next level, and that's ultimately win a championship. Now, I know Dwayne Wade, he's 1-1. Chris Bosh and LeBron James have not. And they don't feel validated, so to speak, without that ring. You know, they don't want to go down as just a Hall of Famer. They want to go down in the history as a champion. And in order to do that, you have to figure out, you have to strategize. You have to, you know, sometimes sacrifice in order to break through the next level, okay? And that's what I believe LeBron James ended up ultimately doing, is sacrificing and making it known that he had to do what he had to do. Knicks are getting better, is what you say in the chat room. Well, shoot, they better be. They just took my man. My Amari Stoudemire, that's my dude. And I'm so upset. I cannot believe they just took Amari Stoudemire. I'm sick. Oh, listen to the chat rooms. All right, Knicks will get Carmelo, who is better than Dwayne. Interesting point. Knicks will re-sign Tracy McGrady, a healthier T-Mac is a better player in the league. Absolutely. I miss Tracy McGrady. Didn't he have knee surgery or something like that? But wait a minute now. Isn't Carmelo's his contract is not up until 2011 is what I thought. So I wonder what's going on. He just got re-signed. I don't think he's going to be able to do nothing. But that'll be nice. That would definitely be nice. Okay? So anyway, they got to get Stoudemire some help because I know I was listening to an interview with Fat Joe, and he was saying they haven't had nobody dunk in New York in like years. So they were actually excited to get Stoudemire. One of the reasons I think Omar Stoudemire left the Suns, well, actually, I know why he left the Suns. The Suns would not guarantee him a 5-year playing contract, only a 3-year. The last two were conditional based upon how many minutes he played within the first 3 minutes. Because of his eye and knee surgery, all right, plus $100 million. I mean, dang, the Suns were only offering him $70 million, and Knicks were offering him $100 million. That's $30 million difference, okay, $100 million. I'm not mad at that. But we can't say that for LeBron. We can't say that he left Miami because of the simple fact that he felt like he was going to get more money. He took less money. I truly believe this is a statement. This is a way of growth. And, you know, short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain is what he's looking at. So they actually have, I want all my listeners to tune in to ESPN. They have all three of the players in their brand-new jerseys. LeBron James has on 6. Dwayne Wade has on 3. And then Chris Bosh, they're not showing his jersey at the time. Check it out on ESPN. They're doing a live interview right now. And the gentlemen, they look good, actually, in their jerseys. And, you know, we're going to see what happens. Do you feel, though, my listeners in the chat room, this is going to bring a tremendous amount of pressure on all three of these superstars to deliver a championship? You know? What happens 3-4 years from now if they don't? You know? And then I want to ask y'all this. Why did LeBron James change his number from 23 to 6? Do y'all know why? Now, I heard rumors allegedly why he did it. I heard that he changed his number from 23 to 6 because of the fact that originally he had the number 23, and it was in honor of Michael Jordan. And allegedly, Michael Jordan, I guess, came to a few of his games or he seen him play or something like that, but it was reported that he did not ever acknowledge him. He did not ever, you know, give him his props as being a great player. And LeBron felt disrespected by that. Now, this is just rumor has it, okay? I don't know if this is the business or not. Y'all, please fill me in and let me know. But they were stating that, welcome back, Women Evolving. Thank you for checking out the show tonight. I checked out the show earlier today. Women Evolving has a beautiful show. Her show is very inspirational, and I truly appreciate her coming through tonight. But anyway, rumor has it that the reason why he gave it up because he would wear that number in honor of Michael Jordan, and that Michael Jordan did not give him the respect that he felt he had earned. Is that true? Many of you, please let me know if that is the truth or not, okay? The Knicks got Anthony Randolph. Who is Anthony Randolph, Dr. Expert? Who is that? He can be like a Chris Bosh, if not better, okay? All right, well, thank you for filling me in with that. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the Cleveland fans now. I have a few minutes remaining. Humiliated and brokenhearted, the fans of Cleveland turned their backs on LeBron James as a suddenly they felt like he had abandoned them for Miami Heat on national television. They tore his once-beloved number 23 jersey off their backs and set them on fire. They threw rocks at a 10-story tail billboard for features. That features James with his head tossed back, arms pointing skyward. The billboard has come to define this city and its consuming reverence for the man they once called King James. We are all witnesses, is what the billboard stated, but not anymore. Across the street from Quicken and Loans Arena, men gathered around the bar at Harry's Buffaloes buried their heads in their hands. When they looked up, their eyes were wet with tears. Turn it off, someone yelled. Some fans tried to console Earl Malden, who was slumped over the bar hiding his face. I think it was a slap in the face to the city, who had supported him and been by his side since he was in high school, Malden states, who looks disgusted. To go on national TV and spit in our face like that is very, very, very wrong. James has given people here something to root for, a proof that Cleveland can rise above the mess it's found itself in during a very lousy decade. The foreclosure crisis, the economic collapse, the dying auto industry. Through it all, this city has had one thing no one else could touch, and that was LeBron James. Homegrown hero, global superstar. Now that's all over with, and the fans can't seem to reconcile is the very public way in which they were dumped. He kept it in the dark all the way up until the end, said Gary Hunter, who came to watch the announcement at Harry Buffalo, which is a bar in Cleveland. What do we look like begging someone to stay here? If you're going to be here, you're going to be here. But if not, then just be gone. Wow. Talk about a fan that is truly, truly hurt. Absolutely hurt. You know, I feel their pain. I know when I started my left the Suns, I was hurt, but I wouldn't burn up his jersey. Shoot, them jerseys cost $120 on up. I'm not about to burn up no money. You can pack it up, put it in a suitcase, put it in a closet, pack it up. You can stick it in a plastic bag or something, but I'm not going to burn up $120, $160 jersey. That's just not what I'm going to do. But by all means, you know, as the show comes to an end, I just have to say that I can understand why people are upset, but at the same time I can understand, you know, the thing about it is mainly the Cleveland fans that are hurt and devastated. They have every reason to feel that way. You know, LeBron was their hero. But was it an overhype? Was it something they took to the extreme? Was it something that they blew out of ordinary, you know, took it too high? this is why, you know, the Bible teaches us not to idolize man and not to put them on a statue, not stating that everyone did that, but there were some that did. You know, God never fails you. You know, so you can't put a man and worship him, you know, at that level. So then you won't have that great disappointment. But what I do want to say is that for those hardcore basketball fans, and Lord knows that I'm certainly one of them, absolutely love basketball. Like I said, my favorite teams, I love the Suns, I love the Hornets, I love the, well, you know what? I like LeBron James. I can't even really say I'm a Cleveland fan now because he's not in Cleveland anymore. Like I told you earlier, LeBron James could play in a moon suit, in a space suit on Mars. I would still support him. I respect his game and his talent. I respect Chris Paul, another player that I absolutely love. Carmelo Anthony is another one that is very talented in the chat room. But this is a business. As a matter of fact, for my listeners in the chat room, didn't Carmelo Anthony get traded? He wasn't always with the Denver Nuggets. What was the team that he played on prior to the Nuggets? Okay? Dr. Expo, why do you hate LeBron James? You put in there, you hate LeBron James. Why is that? Melo will put them all over the top. Melo will put them over the top. He turned down my Knicks. Oh, okay. Wow. So are you a Murray Stoudemire fan now that he went over there? You know, I do believe that Amari Stoudemire needs some help. Who's going to help out Amari Stoudemire? Who's going to help him out? Didn't they trade a couple of people for him? Now, one thing about the Knicks I want to bring up, Dr. Expert, is the fact that the wonderful thing about the Knicks, they had the salary cap, and LeBron could have made more money. It would have been interesting to see him and Amari do their thing, you know? All right, yay, you like Omari. Good, good, good. That is beautiful. Well, I'll be certainly watching the Knicks now because they got Omari. Oh, and Carmelo, are you serious? I thought he was still with the Nuggets. I was told Carmelo just recently signed back with the Nuggets. Is that true? Let me know. But here we are, nevertheless. We only have a few minutes remaining on the show, and this has been an excellent show. And I just want to say that thank you all for coming through tonight as we discuss, you know, the controversy behind LeBron James. There was a statement made this morning on a blog that LeBron is the most hated man in the world now. Oh, gosh, it's just so sad. He made a business move. He had to do what he felt was necessary, you know, in order to get to that next level. And I just want to say that, LeBron, I commend you for making a business decision. And it's not personal, you know, and you have to do what you have to do. And I certainly hope that in years to come that, you know, you continue to prosper and your family, bless your family, you know. And I just know that that was a heart-wrenching decision, you know, in order to do that, in order to leave, you know, Cleveland. I was also told earlier today I was checking out another show on Blog Talk. And it was reported how Cleveland would cover up certain things, allegedly, for his mother. It was reported that she allegedly had a DUI and that Cleveland cleaned that up for her. Didn't report it, did not get out. You know, whenever there was problems with the family or things that went wrong, they covered it up and they protected the family. And so, you know, it was a lot that the manager did. I understand Dan Gilbert being upset. It was reported that actually... Hey, Gerald, you're funny. I see your comment there. I love sports. I love basketball, man. I'm a basketballaholic. You know what I'm saying? Love it. Anyway, what I wanted to state was that, you know, one thing that I find amazing is the fact that with LeBron, you know, his family, you know, they looked out for him. But with Dan Gilbert, okay, he did whatever he could in order, you know what I'm saying, to make LeBron happy, and paid, I guess, a reportedly $20 million for Shaquille O'Neal. And unfortunately, Shaquille didn't deliver, you know. Now, Shaq, I love you, sweetheart. I think you are one of the greatest as well, a Hall of Famer, most deaf. But I think it's time for you to retire, baby. But at the same time, I do understand if they're going to keep forking out $20 million, $30 million, shoot, I'd be out there on crutches. You feel me? Shoot, give me 20 million. I'd be out there back out, leg broke, ankle sprained. I'd be out there balling. What? You're going to give me 20 million just because my name is Brown Sugar? What? Shaquille O'Neal riding on the name. Never mind what it is because he ain't doing what he used to do. You know what I mean? But golly, I just think it's wonderful. I think it's a great move. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I think the Miami Heat is going to be fire. I really do. I think it's going to be an upgrade. I think that they're going to perform to their best ability, and we'll see what happens with the Lakers. You know, everyone's saying the Lakers is a team they got to watch out for. If the Lakers stays healthy and if the Lakers continue to strive the way that they do, whew, that'll be a great matchup. But like I told y'all earlier, okay, you got to get past the Celtics first because you know what? KG is not having it. KG going to put it down on him. That's my other dude right there. I love KG. One thing with Kobe, Kevin Garnett, and LeBron James, all of them were drafted right out of high school. I think Carmelo Anthony was too. Does anyone know in the chat room? I think Carmelo Anthony was drafted right out of high school too. But I think that it takes a very talented individual to skip college and to do what they have to do. So we only have a few minutes left in the show. Let me read a few comments here. And like I said, I love basketball. I can't wait for basketball season to pop off. We're going to have another show when the Heat starts, when the Knicks starts, when the Suns start. I'll be watching everybody. No answer. Well, Chris Bosh is big, Dr. Expert. He's tall. He's one of the tallest. What is he, a center? We need some good rivalries. I think that'll do it. Lakers will kill Miami. Well, this is the thing I have to say about the Lakers, okay? In that game seven, to me, in the first half, Kobe choked, all right? He had one of his worst basketball games ever. It was his team that actually delivered that second half of the game. And I'm going to be honest, I felt like the refs were making some bad calls. It was unfortunate. The Celtics goofed. They lost, what was it, a 14, 15-point lead? How the hell do you lose a 15-point lead like that? They should have kept it rolling, kept it steady. Oh, my Lord. Ray couldn't hit nothing to save his life. You know, how you going to break a record one night and the next just go blank? Couldn't hit not one daggone three-pointer. What the mess? He's 6'10"? Boss is a forward. Okay. Oh, so, wow, wait a minute. Bosh is a forward. Bronze is a forward. Bronze. I didn't mix his name up. LeBron James is a forward. Okay, and then we have Dwayne Wade, which is a guard. So you're saying at 6'11" or higher is what Gasol and all them are? Wow. Rough Edge, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're chopping it up, and we're discussing the matchup between Miami Heat and the Lakers now. But ultimately, the show is on LeBron James. Tell us your thoughts. Do you feel it was a smart business move and choice for LeBron James in order to move into the next level of legendary status? Amari Stoudemire, okay, is 6'10", and he's a forward, okay. I knew he was a forward from the Suns. Knicks got Anthony Randolph for a center. He's 6'11". Interesting. Well, hopefully the Knicks make the playoffs this year. I mean, golly, that would be the bomb. Y'all know y'all got my coach Mike D'Antonio now. I love my coach, Mike. Mike would get so mad for the Suns, he would fight for them. He would get so angry, he would get a technical and get thrown out the game. Y'all remember that? He would fight. That's one thing. Mike will fight for the New York Knicks, honey. And I think he was also a determining factor. Actually, I know. I can't even say I think. He was a determining factor. Why Stoudemire actually left the Suns to go to New York Knicks, he trusted Mike D'Antonio and his coaching style. You know, he ran a fast-paced game for the Suns. I'm sure he'll do likewise for the Knicks. Knicks will finish number one. You saying they're going to win a championship, Dr. Expo? Dr. Expert to Expert? LeBron better win or his legacy will be ruined. I agree. I agree, Gerald. I totally agree, 100%. He left a lot. He sacrificed a lot. This is my deal with LeBron, and then I only have 1 minute left on the show. With LeBron, he left a legacy, and I feel like with him joining Miami Heat, it's not cheating, but it's like you got a little bit of more of an edge on the game. Whereas if he would have won in Cleveland, I felt like it would have been even that much more of a victory for him because he would have built that city up, and he would have won on his own without having the help of, you know, several other superstars in their own right. But at the same time, the controversy behind that is you can't win a championship by yourself. You have to have at least three or four heavy hitters putting it down on the court. So with that said, I want to say, you know what, guys? Our time is coming gone. Thank you so much. Vic Capo, hit me up on my email so we can schedule your show. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get a sensual seduction.